Nearly 2,000 people have died from the Ebola outbreak in West Africa, but 16-year-old Shaki Kamara was an accidental victim. He didn't die from the virus. He died from gunshot wounds suffered when Liberian security forces imposed a lockdown on a shantytown in the capital. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton has been speaking with his aunt, who's still asking why.
The day began peacefully, despite the West Point neighborhood being under Ebola quarantine. Eva Na sent her nephew, Shaki, out to the local shop to buy her tea for breakfast. Next thing she knew, the 16-year-old had been shot.
They shoot him. The soldier man shoot his foot.
The soldier shot him. The bullet penetrated his legs and came to the front and passed the entire leg.
Shaki was shot in West Point, the densely populated shantytown in Monrovia, where a quarantine was imposed last month. Angry residents opposed the transfer of suspected Ebola patients from other parts of the city to a holding facility in their community. They attacked and looted the health center. Shortly after, the slum area was sealed off by the security forces. Eva Na says everything was quiet at first.
Then a riot was coming from West Point.
So while in the process of waiting for the person to mix the tea, I was when a riot came from inside West Point and got caught up in the mix.
Shaki's 63-year-old aunt first heard the news of his shooting from neighborhood children and then from her oldest son.
He said, Mama, they said they shot Shaki.
Then my son came running there and came to me and said, Oh, Mom, I heard and they shot Shaki. And he ran there, and then the army man said, don't come any closer. When you come any closer, I will shoot you.
Meanwhile, the teen was lying on the street bleeding. An ambulance eventually arrived and picked him up, says the aunt. She says she raised Shaki from the age of 2 after the death of her sister and brother-in-law. She says he helped her with her work, selling ice water to local residents in West Point.
Afiba. Shaki was everything to me.
I feel so bad. Shaki was everything to me. He was a great help to me. I normally sell cold water in a cooler. And every morning, Shaki will wake up, go and get me the cold water to sell. Now Shaki is dead. I have no one to help me.
She blames the army for Shaki's death. But his wounds were treatable, and his death highlights a serious problem here in Liberia. He sought medical treatment at 2 hospitals. The already fragile post-war health system has been simply overwhelmed by Ebola. Liberia's chief medical officer, Dr. Bernice Dahn.
It is true that it is tough for us right now. It is true that people are dying from treatable conditions. Prior to the outbreak of Ebola, Liberia had made significant gains when it comes to routine healthcare services. But at the moment, it is difficult.
His aunt maintains Shaki did not get the medical care he deserved.
No. He didn't get no treatment. No treatment they gave him.
President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf went to West Point during the quarantine and personally apologized to Shaki's aunt. Eva Na says she's heard nothing from the army.
I feel so bad. I'm hurt. Every day I wake up, I cry because I feel bad that Shaki has left me. My neighbors come to comfort me. Unekot can take me through.
Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Monrovia.